The Grow Mat Podcast Show is all about us learning together about what strategies and tactics actually work to help us grow our shows. And so whenever I learn from other experts about what actually works, I'm always one to dive right into implementing it. For example, when Ariel Nissenblatt spoke to me about what works for podcast trailers in episode 57, I actually went ahead and made those changes. Or when Kelly Mosser spoke about what we could do to make it easier for our guests to share about our podcast in episode 61, I started doing those things. And so it might come as no surprise when you listened to last week's episode with Alexis Hugh from VoxLies that we need to go ahead and make those podcast visibility optimization updates too. And so that is exactly what this episode is about. My CapShow co-founder, Bonna Rai, and I are going to take you through how we broke down and implemented Alexis's advice specifically for this show's description. We'll walk you through exactly what we did and also show you the results. So if you know that your own podcast show description might need a little optimizing for in-app player search, then hang with us. We will take you through exactly how we implemented the changes we made based on Alexis's advice. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of CapShow, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. Welcome, Bonna, to the Grow My Podcast Show.
Ooh, it's good to be back.
It's a good episode when you join us. It's usually the episode that I don't know what I'm talking about, so...
Amazing. I'm happy to be that person in your life.
Awesome. Okay, so let's recap a little bit on podcast visibility optimization. So this was the episode from the last week's episode that I had with Alexis, and he actually broke it down relatively simple for us. I'd love to get your thoughts almost on some of the key points that really stood out for you, and then we can dive into how we're doing it for this show specifically. Mm.
Yeah, I think optimization is always a scary word because there's so many levers that you can pull. And I don't think that it's necessarily easy when it comes to podcast player, especially as it seems like a bit of a black box compared to some of all of the information that's out there from a search engine optimization perspective. But really what I took away from that conversation with Alexis was that there were three main things that you're looking at. And those three things when it comes are the author name or the name of the podcaster, the host of the show, the title of the show, and also the description. So almost all of that metadata that goes into it. Now, of course, your episode titles also play a role and the descriptions you put on your episode, but they're a little bit less important compared to these. So I thought that was really revealing because a lot of the time your show name and your author name actually can be a bit set and forget. You're like, well, yes. I'm Deidre Shen. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Or you set your description and your show name at a time when you first start. You don't really think about it. So I would say that would be the main takeaway for me.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. I remember having this conversation with, I feel like I mentioned Alex on literally every episode. Like
you
Alex
guys are Felipe, besties. Right?
We are besties.
You're besties.
But we were having this discussion because he was like, hey, Deidre, what, can you just tell me, does the episode title and description actually help for in-app SEO? And at that time, I felt really smart because I'd already spoken to Alexis and I was like, well... Let me tell you about the real factors that go into in-app search. And it was actually, because even the first time that I had this conversation with Alexis, I was really surprised that the show level, and I don't know why I should be so surprised, but I was, the show level stuff, metadata, is so much more important.
Yeah.
To help things rank. Now, and then when I thought about this, I was like, well, it makes sense. I don't think the player, at least the big ones like Apple and Spotify, are as advanced where they can sort of pass through all of the individual episodes in order to holistically rank your show, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So they have to kind of go to, okay, well, what is the common denominator, which is the title and the show title and the show description.
Yes.
And so I was like, well, what are we doing here at CapShow then? Helping people with their episode titles and descriptions.
Yep, a product development conversation we might need to have after this episode, I think.
Yep. Yeah. But it's not to say that it doesn't help, right? Because your title, and I think we all see this whether we're searching, definitely because I search on Spotify all the time, and time again, episodes do come up, individual episodes. So we are not saying that the episode title and description is not important. It's important for your episode to rank, for sure. That's almost the number one thing, actually, for your episode to rank. But if you want your show to rank in totality, then it is at the show level.
That's right. And I think it's like with anything when they stack together. So if someone is searching something specifically that you've covered in an episode, if ideally your show is also showing up, it's likely going to make them more likely to look at what else you have going on and really follow you as a show, as opposed to just that one episode that they might have been really interested in.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So, and the other thing that I think I did mention this in last week's episode as well, but really at the episode level, our main job is to hook someone in and have them pressing play. That really is how I definitely view the description. And I think Alexa's also mentioned that in a ton of other things as well. All the things that we can do to put out there. Yes, we want to do it from an SEO perspective, but we cannot lose sight of the fact that at the end of the day, the other person, you know, whoever is listening or you want to listen has to want to do that. And the only way that they can want to do that is through our copy, how we actually massage the title and the description and the message that we're actually trying to put in front of them so that they feel compelled to actually want to listen to the episode.
That's a really good point. Even around titles. Now, I'm not saying that you kind of make them so hooky and clever that people don't know what you're talking about, but definitely I think the conversation you and I had about this where we probably went a little bit too far with our titles, trying to optimize them for search, which means there's always going to be a level of curiosity that you miss from that. You're not trying to give away the answer. So just, I think this gives us permission to say, well, it's not the most important thing from a search perspective. So go back to being a little bit more intentional about creating curiosity with your titles too. So I thought that was a good learning for us.
Yeah, so cool. All right, let's get into then. I do want to dive into what we've done specifically. So just to very quickly recap in case our conversation derailed you a little bit, in terms of what drives podcast visibility optimization and what podcast visibility optimization is, I call it in-app search. So in-app being Spotify, iTunes being the biggest as search engines. How do we optimize what the metadata that we have in order to actually rank higher in those apps for your keyword, for the thing that your audience is going to be searching? And the main factors that Alexis in last episode actually told us drove that was title, your show title, the author line, and the show description are the top three. And then after that is your episode title and episode description. So given putting that frame in place, what did we do, Bonner? Oh, let's start with actually maybe baselining. How are we ranking based on Voxlizer's data in terms of search for our keyword? So maybe what was our keyword and then how were we doing?
Yep, absolutely. So we will leave a link to Voxlize in the show notes for the episode, but basically what Voxlize does that's really cool, and you can get this information for free, you don't even need a paid plan, is you connect your podcast firstly, and the very first couple of things it gives you access to is firstly, as soon as you put your podcast in, it will find it, it will do its technical thing. And it will basically give you a visibility score, which is really cool. And that visibility score is out of 100, I believe. And basically it will show you what your current rank is. And you can toggle between Apple Podcasts and Spotify, which are the two biggest players that they've got the data for. And basically where we found ourselves, and sorry, it'll also give you an as at, like as at right now, and it'll show you your trend of your visibility score over time. Again, really helpful for us to track. So where we found ourselves for the Grow My Podcast show, with our kind of our keyword being around podcast growth, is we were actually, so when I ran these, when we were first starting this process, we were actually in the top, let me take a look. So in when it comes to Apple, we were on the top 5% of podcasts.
Okay.
And you can also look at this by, you know, by time, right? So we just looked at it for the week. So that gave us a visibility score of 54.8.
Okay. Yeah. Not bad. Doesn't seem bad. I mean,
it sounds like we passed.
More than 50.
Exactly.
It's a good grade, right?
And I think this is the thing. Everything is relative. So you kind of want to look at how your ranking is going. And on Spotify, we actually had a visibility ranking and still in the top 5% as well of podcasts for the current week at 44.7.
Oh, man. Tough markers.
Yeah.
Tough markers, Spotify are. Okay. So this is telling, I think, in terms of maybe. Yeah, actually, I don't. Does that mean that? Well, we just like iTunes more. Is that what it tells me? I don't know.
I think we'll have to. I guess at first blush, but the thing is, the other thing that Voxlize gives you aside from your visibility score is it actually go and look at keywords, you know, and see A, who's ranking for them and where you rank. Interestingly, for podcast growth, we are actually on Spotify. We came up as the third result.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, this could be at the time that we're doing this. All of this is also time-based. So I think it's important to not get ourselves too worked about it. But those are the two angles that we can look at to say, what does it look like overall with, you know, the metadata we spoke about? And how are we doing in terms of the keyword that we're looking to rank for? So just to clarify, these keywords aren't all of the keywords available on Google. These are specifically for, you know, keywords that have been identified to help you rank inside of the in-app player. But you can, if there's a specific keyword that you want to suggest to Voxelize, you also have an option to add it as a new keyword.
Okay, awesome. All right, so we have our baseline. We're kind of on borderline fail, borderline pass.
Antonio, okay.
Wait, we don't take this personally, of course. You can totally tell. It's like, whatever. So we're all here.
Like, I've never received below 85 in my life.
There's a little bit of a shock, I'm not going to lie. No, but we are all here to grow and learn. That's what this is all about. All right, cool. Now that we pumped ourselves up and reframed this whole thing, we're going to go through what changes we have just made. So what we're going to do is, because we probably don't have enough data yet, we have just made these changes. We're going to talk you through them based on what Alexa shared with us last episode. And then where by the time I think this episode goes live, we'll probably have more data. And so in the episode website, we're going to actually screenshot our results, whether we went up or whether we went down.
Hopefully up.
If that's possible. I know. So
we'll blame Alexis if we go down.
I'll have a stern word with him. Although I can't, because he's like Europe, like he's got that, I don't think I can outstern him.
No, you can't.
We love Europeans, by the way.
The sterner, the better in my mind.
Yeah, you're like, they're like, you are failing. You must do better. Like, yes, Alexis, we must do better. Okay, so this is what we're going to do better.
Just so you know, Deidre has modeled that off the Terminator. So just take with that what you will. Make of that what you will. Sorry. Yes, back to the topic.
Okay, cool. So let's walk through. What was I saying? Okay, so we're going to leave screenshots of before and after of our Voxelize dashboard, essentially telling us where we started. And then where we ended up probably 2 to 3 weeks after we've made these changes.
Yep.
Cool. All right. So let's get into step one, into how we have actually, I guess, implemented podcast visibility optimization in order to get ranked or aim to be ranking higher in app.
Yep, absolutely. So like with everything, I think that's just a trend on the show. We start off by, before we do the thing or implement the tool or whatever it is, really getting a sense of not just where we are from a performance perspective, but what is that? What is our intention behind this? So the first step in our three-step process to PVO is we've really talked about really articulating, clarifying, finding wherever you are with your journey with your podcast, the anchor of your podcast. What is the premise of the show? Now, everyone talks about this, right? But it's really being extremely intentional, because just know that this step will actually help you identify what your keywords are that you're even searching for, trying to optimize for. So it's really, really important that you're clear on what that is. Now, for us, we've had this show for now what feels like a good amount of time.
Yeah, it's
coming up to 1 year.
Coming up to 1 year.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We should do a 1 year birthday thing. Come to 100 episodes too. Mm. So we've been around for a little while on a weekly basis. What it started off as with the Grow My Podcast show is the intention of helping specifically high ticket coaches and consultants who had either just launched a podcast, they'd done it because they were told to by their coaches, and it was all about building credibility, authority, and leads, essentially. The reason for this is that was our journey to date, and that's what the premise was. We were going to go along the journey and show people do the same thing. It was very much about, here's what we're trying to implement, here's what we've learned, you probably heard about it as well, here's our journey, you know, do this sort of thing. Now I feel like where the premise has shifted to, because it's just part of our podcast growing and, mm-hmm. you know, your brand growing and things like that, it's still very much, we still have that emphasis, like this episode. Hey, we learned this. We're doing it this way. We'll keep you posted. Learn along with us. Very implementation heavy. But really, I think we also started talking still about podcast growth, but more and more with the evolution of Capshow about content marketing, mm. where your podcast is a primary anchor pillar in your content marketing strategy, but it's really about how do you do more with it from a content perspective. So that's just been our evolution and what we've started discussing in the podcast as well. And moreover, not just you and I, which is always fun, but, you know, bringing on experts like Alexis, mm. Kelly, you know, all of the people that you mentioned, come on and share their expert expertise in that space, and that also being a key pillar of that was missing when we first started. It was just all going to be you and me implementing against the world, you know, sort of thing. But now there's been that additional, I think, dimension to the podcast. So really now the anchor of our podcast is it's really about helping you grow your podcast with authority, credibility, leads through content marketing. So the content marketing keyword really became more important, has become more important to us, as well as the fact that you actually have guests every second episode who are the best in the business. So those, I would say that's really now the premise of the show.
This is really interesting. And I kind of want to break this down a little bit because I know that I've spoken a lot about how do we just hone in or focus on one thing and one thing only. And so I want to have this like slightly difficult conversation and hash this out.
On air.
On air.
I'm here for
totally it. Totally impromptu, by the way. But it's like, what is coming at me? About how we think through this, because I know we've given some other Capshovians a hard time about the breadth of their topics, let's say. And so I just want to cross-check this, right? Mm-hmm. Like we've spoken about growing a podcast. We've spoken about now content marketing as another pillar. And I don't even know if these are different pillars. So that this, you know, how does this all make sense and how do we keep it defined to the one thing so that we can actually, well, I say one thing, but maybe it's not. Yeah. I'm trying to say, how do we umbrella the context and the content of this podcast so that it doesn't start to become about absolutely everything? Because we have the tendency to want to do that because it's kind of like, well, we'll just target more people, right? More people will find us.
And there's lots of interesting topics. That's part of the challenge too.
Yeah. And then bringing in because with expert guests, they are talking about other things other than just content marketing. They are still all talking about podcast growth in some way, or maybe it might be a little bit of business growth as well. But yeah, I just wanted to just sound check this around how do we think through that umbrella brand and then what we actually talk about so that we don't get lost in trying to talk about everything but not being found for anything.
Yeah, I think this is a really important discussion. And I don't know if I have the answer that yet, because that's why it'd be interesting to see what these changes will do for our results from a visibility perspective. I think definitely my take on it is that it's the Grow My Podcast show. You know, it's not the Help Me Do My Content Marketing Better show. So I think it's very much still going to be our podcast growth. And like we just quickly brainstormed, definitely all of the guests, well, most of the guests and most of our topics are generally about podcast growth. We're just articulating what that means. I've noticed that the emphasis has gone away from, you know, I mean, we never really talked about things like sponsorship and stuff like that, that, you know, part of podcast growth. But really, I think what we've been doing is broadening out a little bit, especially with different guests to say, okay, well, this is an interesting topic and this is an interesting topic. How to get A-listers on your show? So I think there probably is a bit of trimming that we need to go do around, okay, even when we do bring on experts, maybe it's a more critical lens to say, what is the link, if there is a link, to content marketing? Because I think that becomes the secondary lens for us to be able to talk about Capshow really easily and organically, rather than having to bring the conversation back and say, by the way, sign up to Capshow because just do it. So it could well be, you know, we're doing a challenge with Vinny, expert, LinkedIn expert. So, you know, it's still, he's talking about a social media platform and the power of it, but it's related to content marketing with the idea of growing your podcast. So I think more and more, we probably just need to think critically even about your and my, you know, topics. We've done episodes on everything from how to edit your podcast to, you know, so those things are probably less important for our episode, for our show. Not important for podcasters, but so I think that's probably the lens that we're going to need to put on in terms of how do we really be more disciplined around this.
Yeah. And when Bonna says we, she actually means me, because I create the content and the topics and invite guests onto the show. So I am learning along with everyone else. Okay, noted, Bonna.
I should have put my stern voice on.
I put on too much
of my friendly voice. You need to be more disciplined, Deidre.
Yes. Okay.
Shout out to all of our guests, by the way. We love you guys.
All right. Good. Got it. Okay. So now that's a good point, though. It's a good point, too. This exercise actually makes it way, and I hope that people are kind of, and I think they are, you're hearing this with your own lens on it around what is the end outcome that you're trying to get from your podcast? I mean, for us, and you heard Bonna say, you know, obviously this podcast is to get people to try Capshow or to love Capshow even more, or to, you know, it is about our end outcome is at the end of the day, yes, we want you to succeed and we want you to succeed with Capshow, right?
Yeah.
That is our unselfish desires out of this. But we all have them. And that's the point. We are all entrepreneurs in some way, and we're all using podcasts as our anchor content to get people to know, like, and trust us, and ultimately to find success with our offer, service, coaching program, course, whatever it is that we're trying to sell.
Yes.
Off the back of this. So this is a really great exercise as you're listening to this to be like, oh, what am I talking about on my podcast? And is that actually serving my audience, my ideal client, to actually get the result that they want to get through what it is that I offer? Did that make sense?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Cool.
So that's a starting point, which is actually a really big starting point. I thought that this was going to be a lot easier, but it's not. Find the anchor for your podcast is actually a little bit of soul searching is what I hear needs to happen.
You know, I mean, I don't want to be the one to say it, but you got to look into that soul, Deidre. You got to really.
It is black and voidless. It's really not. It's more yellow and light. Just
with black spots.
Black spots for sure. Yeah. It's a cheater. It's a cheater-esque soul. Anyway. All right. Back to business.
You went off topic this time. No,
I did. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So let's recap step one, please, Bonner, for us.
Do some soul searching. Yeah. Definitely. So yeah, find, validate, critically analyze the anchor of your podcast. Who are you? All of this sort of stuff. Who are you talking to? What are you actually talking about? And how does it relate to at least one keyword on the Voxalize platform?
Oh, okay. All right. Let's start to get into that, because I think that's step two is to actually start to use Voxalize.
Yes. So I actually had a lot of fun with this. So like, if any of you who might have done SEO, an SEO exercise, whether that was just informally or you'd hired a professional to do it, the first thing that they make you do, like we did in step one, is to really list down all of the things that you think your podcast in this case is about. So that will inevitably lead to keywords. So I did the same exercise for our show. And the reason I said that, you know, you need a list that you want to validate is because Voxalize isn't going to have every keyword under the sun. It's not like Google. So really you need to have sort of the one, I would say one, two to three word keywords. So make sure you have that list. And then you go into Voxalize, we'll put this into the show notes, but there is a part of the free account where you can, I think you can get 10 keyword searches a month. So very reasonable. And you put those through to see how, well, hopefully your podcast is doing, but if not, it'll really show you what shows are ranking for them. And once you have the lens of Alexis, lens of title, author or artist, and the show description, you'll see why some of these are coming up, you know, top of the list each time. And again, you can toggle between, I think, Apple, Spotify, and other. But essentially, what that will give you is similar to SEO. It will give you search volume. It's going to be low, medium, or high. So thankfully, not too many numbers to wrangle. It's really simple. And it's going to give you a difficulty score as well. So the difficulty is easy, still easy, possible, hard, and really hard, or something, I think. So essentially, you want to put your keywords through this process. So for us, we started with podcast growth. Funnily enough, search volume is low there, possibly because maybe people don't think about it as, I don't know, maybe podcast growth. I don't know. I think we think about it as like we help you with podcast growth, but people aren't going podcast growth into Spotify and Apple. And difficulty is possible. So it's actually not an easy keyword. Like, it's doable. And definitely looking, when I did look up that keyword, it was definitely the right types of shows that were showing up. So our friend Kevin from Grow the Show, Pat Chung, we also love his show, also came up. So it's the right type of show. They're sister shows to what we do. So the keyword itself is good for us. It's just probably not the only one we want to go after, because it is less people searching for it, and it's not easiest thing to rank for. Mm-hmm. Now, I did put content marketing through that. And really what we found, interestingly, was the search volume was actually higher for content marketing, because I think people are thinking social media content, you know, blog content. Like, I think they're thinking about those things. And the difficulty is actually still easy. So even though it's a higher volume than podcast growth, it's easier than podcast growth to actually rank for. And most importantly, we do that.
Yes.
We do help people with content marketing.
Yes. That is our bread and butter.
Yes.
In case you didn't notice with Capshow, that's what we do. Okay. And now we're back.
Cliffhanger.
That was a massive cliffhanger. I hope everyone was like, OMG, A, that was really abrupt, and B, I cannot
for
wait
me
to
too,
hear it.
It's like, what keyword did Bonner and Deidre go with?
Okay, what I really love about this is a really interesting exercise, because podcast growth is essentially almost the outcome that people are looking for, right? They're looking for podcast growth. But the vehicle that we use is content marketing.
I like that.
Yeah. And so it's interesting even to be like, hey, the search volumes are actually different. Like people actually, and by the way, this is just for our audience, podcasters. I don't know why you're not searching for results, but you're just clearly searching for the vehicle. But that's our audience. And this is why it's important to use a tool like Voxlies, because you need to, your audience might be different. Your audience might actually be searching for the result or the outcome rather than the vehicle. So it is important to do this because it's actually, I'm really surprised. I would have thought that people more, by and large, search for the outcome or the result rather than the thing. But it's easy to search for the thing too, because it's quite tangible.
It's front of mind for you right now. You think my podcast should grow off the back of this thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Super interesting. Okay. But this is important as well, because for us, and I do want Bonita to go into this, but you know, in step one, when I was, okay, well, how does this work in terms of, we want to be able to focus on the one thing and ideally the one keyword so that we can go all in on that. But I think what our results are showing is that we kind of almost need to talk to the end result, because I fundamentally believe that people need to align to the outcome that you're going to get them, right? Yes. Otherwise, why are they there listening to you? What's the thing that they're going to get? But more and more, they need to know how it is that you specifically are going to help them get there.
Yeah.
So for us, it's like our end result is podcast growth, but how we're specifically going to help them get there, as in what we do, what our bread and butter is, content marketing. And this is the undisciplined me. I'm like, I'm just trying to like
squeeze some in.
Yeah. I'm negotiating here, right? This is how it happened. Like, you know, we don't want to talk about content marketing all the time. There are other ways that you can grow your podcast, get podcast growth.
There are.
Right? Like guesting and all these other things that, you know, I want to talk about too and get expert guests on to the show.
Well, actually, let's use that example. I was thinking about this. Guesting is a great example because, and this is where, like you said, how we uniquely do things really comes into it, is because, now I haven't put podcast guesting through, you know, Voxlies, but maybe it's a keyword. But I was just thinking about that because our take on it is like, yep, how you guess all of that, that's really important. You know, we have the experts coming on. But really, it's like, how do you then, after you do that, turn that into a piece of content that is going to help you continue marketing you organically?
Yes.
Now, sure, we have done an episode on that. So the whole episode may not be on that. But I think there is something there to say, okay, as long as it fits that, and that with the person you're interviewing, I was like, absolutely no way, that's silly, Deidre, then we probably got the wrong expert on the show. But I think that's maybe, you know, it's not always thinking about, even when you're recording the episode, that it has to be from a PVO lens. Mm. But once we have that and we're like, okay, what's our take on this? And that's the power of written show notes or, you know, the information you put on your website, is you can also add that element to it too. So I think there is some flex there, I will say, as long as it makes sense for us and it's not a reach.
Okay. All right.
As long as you're not going to start talking about podcast editing on me and say, this is going to help us set us up for content marketing.
All right. I'm writing that clause into the agreement that is coming out the back of this episode of what I can and can't do.
But let's have this conversation for every episode, it sounds like, just to make sure that we're on the same page.
So that was a bit of almost a team discussion. But I hope that you're understanding or seeing how it is that we're thinking about this, which is start with, you know, step number one was all about finding the anchor for your podcast. Now, for us, it was like, okay, do we go podcast growth, which is what we have traditionally been, or do we go content marketing? And I think now, and then validating it in step two, which is using Voxlies. And I'm not trying to like neatly tie it up with a bow, but it kind of does in our, I think, example, because when you think about, as I said, podcast growth being the result, content marketing being the vehicle, those two keywords essentially do actually talk about very specifically what it is that we do and focus on.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So as you're listening to this, I hope you're hearing it and thinking about it from your own perspective, right? Like, so think about when you're thinking about your anchor content, which leads into your anchor keyword, think about your result, think about how you get people that result, and then use those in Voxlies in step two to actually validate, or maybe to even change it up, or think about a different angle potentially even.
Yeah.
Right. So that's essentially step two. So get your visibility score.
Love it.
Step three.
The fun part.
The fun part. Yeah. Yes.
Now we actually get to update the three things that we started the episode with to say that's going to be most important from a PVO perspective. And that is the name of the podcast. Very important. The description. And of course, the author/artist name. So in terms of what we started with, the show name was Grow My Podcast Show, GMPS, the OG. I don't know if we're the OG, but
we're definitely not the OG.
The first Australian hosted, but based in the US, show about growing your podcast. OG for that.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. The author slash artist we had was your name. And actually, I think we changed this part where, so I don't know when you might have changed it to add on the description about Capshow. So yeah. I think we have CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the AI-powered content writer, the fastest way to market and grow your podcast. Mm. And then for the description, like we talked about, it was very much, and we'll put this in the show notes so you don't have to listen to me rattle it off, but it was very much focused calling out a high-ticket coach who's just started their podcast for credibility, authority, and leads. And they're kind of like, now how do I get people to listen to this thing? Join us on our journey as we stumble our way through things, basically was the gist of the description. Mm-hmm. So very podcast focused. And then actually, interestingly, if you do have CTAs in your description, as I think you should, because then people who find you can contact you. We have our email address or your email address, Deidre, and a call to action to follow you on Instagram, which is not your preferred platform, but it used to be apparently.
A year ago, Instagram was where it was at. Yeah. Now, not so much.
Exactly. So we've done some changes there as well. So I think it's just important, like with anything, and this is not to shame anyone because we're the worst at this of all people, is just to make sure that we take the time with these, when you're prompted, to actually take a look at sort of everything and just clean it up if it needs to. So that's what we started with. Now, after this discussion, we've decided to keep the name of the show the same. So still the Grow My Podcast Show, the beloved,
because apparently it's the OG, so we can
exactly the beloved it. OG. Our fans would absolutely riot. Can't do that to them. So we're keeping it as a Grow My Podcast Show. Now, ultimately, we are still talking about growing my podcast, and you'll vouch for me on this. When I now asked you, are we changing the premise of our podcast? Just want to double check, and you said no. Exactly. So that still makes sense. It's still doing a really good job. So there's nothing wrong if you validated it and you keep things the same. Now, in terms of the name, and I don't think I've run this by you. What I'm suggesting, which I've already kind of done, is instead we keep it the same. Obviously, it's yourself, CEO and co-founder of Capshow. We still want that to be first and foremost. But content marketer, sort of content writer, I thought would be an interesting thing maybe. It's AI powered, so we're not promising a person on your team, but they're kind of like a person on your team.
They are. And I think by the time this episode hits, we will have made some announcements, updates to broaden out content writing to content marketing.
Well, look at us being on the same page again.
I know.
Yep.
Just by accident, really. All of this is by accident.
Yes. So basically, so content marketer, to your point, we're broadening out anyway. And also, this is just a little aside. Sometimes content writer, people assumed it writes your podcast script for you.
Mm.
Not what we do. We do not advocate for that. So basically, that's just a slight tweak, but we've loaded it up beyond just your name, which was really important. And then when it comes to your description, now we're going to put the final description that we've updated to into the show notes. So go and take a look at that. But really the key tweak here is to we've brought in content marketing. We're still opening up in a similar way to say, hey, and we're just saying you've just launched your podcast. It's actually like you've got it rolling. You're here to showcase your success. But you're still wondering how do you kind of keep your ideal clients tuning in and listening, right? So that's the part where it's someone who's a bit more evolved with their podcasting journey. It's still about I show you not just how to grow your podcast and use it to attract leads for your business, but also how to supercharge it with killer content marketing strategies. And this is where we bring in the reference to the experts, where we pick their brains for both podcast growth and content marketing tips. And then also we still close off with what we do, hopefully quite well, is we're rolling our sleeves up. We're also getting in and implementing. We'll be sharing this in real time, the successes and the stumbles, because that's the entrepreneurship angle and everything in between. So likely we'll play around with this wording as we now have a system to track some of this stuff. And of course, we changed it for them to follow you on LinkedIn. And also, it'd be interesting to see from a CTA perspective, we've got our website for people to learn more, but we might also play around with our second CTA, which is for people to get a free trial of Capshow as well.
Oh, yes. I like that. We should probably put that in there. But I would offer a suggestion. Am I allowed to do that?
Of course.
Should I put my stern voice on?
I would hope not. But you can if that helps. You can if that helps. Yes. We're also doing live copywriting on
Yes. So I think there's a 4,000 character limit or something like that on the description. And I do remember Alexa saying you do want to try to use up, because you can. You can use up as much of that within reason, right? You don't want to just keyword stuff with it.
Yes. Yeah.
But what I was thinking was, to your point about the types of guests, for example, that we get on and what they talk about and being really focused on the content marketing space, I wonder if the next, almost the addition is going into those examples.
What a great idea.
Right? Yeah. So, for example, And I guess I should probably do this, but the what you spoke about focusing on like LinkedIn newsletter, you know, like,
yes.
And we start to just call out, you know, the social media strategies or social media posts specifically, hashtags, which to be fair, I have guests in mind for this, so they're coming, but, you know, yeah, we can actually start to talk about the specific examples within content marketing for podcast growth.
Yes.
I think that will really bring it to life more. So we will actually, Bonner's actually taking notes, by the way.
Sorry if that typing was loud. I'm like, because I know I'll forget.
Yeah. But we will actually put the screenshots of this in the episode website. So all you have to do is go to the description for this episode. There'll be one link on there. Click on the link and it'll take you to our basically almost like the resources page for this episode. And a bit of a summary. By the way, hot tip, we use Capshow for it. So if you're loving it, you know what to do. Go use Capshow so you can get similar results. But we will also leave a screenshot of before and after based on the changes that we are right now even brainstorming. So you will see that we don't know yet what the end result is going to be, but you will be able to see it yourself right now.
Love it.
All right. So go over there, head over there, get the resources, get into Voxelize. It's free to get set up. So you can, and I should ask Alexis for an affiliate link.
We will have it by the end, by the time this goes live, hopefully.
I don't know.
Maybe. Well,
just either way, go sign up. Do yourself a favor. Go sign up. Do that. And go through these steps that we've just gone through ourselves and play around with it, right? Everything is test and learn. That's a great thing about, that's actually the most freeing thing I think that I've learned in business. Mm. Because when I started, as an aside, maybe I'll make this a bonus clip. As an aside, I always approached business and entrepreneurship with a little bit more of a, everything has to be done in the right way, because if it's done in the right way, then people will see it in the right way and happy days. I don't have to go back and change anything.
Yes.
And that was my subconscious thinking anyway. As I've gone on, I think we all know that things change literally daily, if not intraday. And you have to just almost give yourself up to that.
Yeah.
Right. Like I was a lot more of a control freak. I am so not now. I'm just like, you know what? Whatever happens, it's fine. It's just, you know, it's just going to happen. So I just control other things like, I don't know, what do I control? Making sure that the dishes are washed.
You're not wrong, but yes, I like that example actually, because like you said, it's just, you might as well enjoy it, you know, if it's going to happen anyway. It's not like you can stop it. So
yeah. So go into this, just enjoying the process and enjoying learning about the process actually, because that's what we're totally taking out of this as well. So I guess that's it. So let's just really quickly recap. Step one is to find the anchor for your podcast.
Yep.
Step two is to use Voxelize to validate, to see what the visibility score is for those anchor keywords and make a decision. Start with one, max two, and definitely try to, they have to be able to link in some way. Hopefully you're talking about things that link, but yeah, it has to be able to lead from one to the other. So our example is, hey, the result that you're looking for is podcast growth. The way that we're going to help you get there is through content marketing. And so those two keywords essentially for us link very neatly together.
Yeah.
And then step three is to actually update or to optimize your name, your podcast name, if it needs to be more tightly linked to the anchor for your podcast. The author or the artist, definitely put in more that talk about who you are, because talking about that is actually keywords. Mm. They're actually keywords as well, right? So if people do happen to, I don't know why they would, but let's say they search Capture inside of either Spotify or iTunes, the fact that it's in my author or artist name now means that it's going to come up.
Exactly.
And then the description. So definitely look at optimizing your description and using those keywords. Don't just stuff for the sake of stuffing, just, you know, putting a list of podcast growth, content marketing growth, you know, podcast guesting growth. Like, do not do that. I think we all know, as you know, the more that you get into SEO, you just want to write it in a way that still compels your audience, that will still talk to them first and foremost. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that's pressing play, not the machines or the algorithms. So that's it for us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please go and check out the resources in the link. Go to our website, check out all the resources, look at the screenshots that we've left for you there. And as always, stay awesome.
Bye.